Carlson, in some ways, this is a familiar spot, right? Backs against the wall. It's not the first time the Mets have been there. Talk about the doubleheader in Atlanta. You might go home, but you make the playoffs. The game in Milwaukee where you might go home. Pete Alonso hits a big home run. You might go home today, but not yet. What is the win today mantra that you guys have? How does that work for this day especially?
Yeah, it's hard to explain, but we've done it before. We've been in situations like this. You mentioned a couple of them, but I feel like we've been with our backs against the wall since June, you know, pretty much. And this is nothing new for us. We're familiar with situations like this. And like I told them when I met with them during the hitters meeting, like, we just have to have that killer mentality today. You know, we have to do what we need to do to get this one and take the series back to LA and see what happens, having that one-day mentality. Don't want them to do too much, but I want them to continue to put pressure on them. You know, this is a team that is a really good team, you know, and they are going to put pressure on you. You know, we've seen it from the first at-bat of the game when Otani goes deep and they continue to add on. Like, we not only have to match that, we have to be better than that. And, you know, starts on the mound, you know, with our pitching staff, but offensively, putting pressure on them is going to be the key.
I know you don't like to have team meetings all the time or maybe ever, but why was it important today to say something?
Yeah, the same way I've been doing it a whole year. You know, I pick my spots to stop by, whether it's a hitters meeting, pitchers meeting, instead of calling a team meeting, you know, or just having like one-on-one conversation. This is something that I've done, like I said, pretty much the whole year. There's times where I feel like I need to stop by and say something, and today was one of those days where, you know, I felt like I needed to stop and just say something briefly and just keep it as consistent as possible. This is nothing new where the manager shows up at the hitters meeting all of a sudden and he's saying, that's why I did it throughout the year, because, you know, for potential situations like this, and here we are. So, pretty confident. I like where the guys are at, the mood in the clubhouse today, you know, a lot of smiles on the faces, and we know where we at, and we're going to go out there, we're going to compete, and we'll get the job done today.
And talk about some of the moments with maybe not backs against the wall, but important games, the David Peterson start in Arizona. I think that was a huge one. That was a game that eventually became the tiebreaker. So again, you call on David Peterson today in an elimination game, and with this team that doesn't chase, Peterson this year, he's telling me that this is the best year he's ever had with first pitch strikes. I mean, what have you seen with that having to work today?
Yeah, and I think he got better as the year went on. You know, the first few weeks, first few starts for him, we saw a guy that was getting behind in counts, walking people, and then found a way to continue to make pitches and got ground balls when he needed to. But then he got better as far as like attacking and staying on the attack, using his pitches in the zone, whether it was that two-seam, the slider, and then we saw a lot of the four-seam at the top later the past couple of months. So this is a guy that has got a lot of confidence in himself, and rightfully so, and we feel good about him, you know, like, Pete is a guy that's not going to be afraid of challenge these guys, and that's what we need, and expecting him to go out there and give us a chance to win a baseball game today.
And then finding out, too, that it's not just maybe 9 or 12 outs from your starter, but you got to get 27 against these guys. So what is the pitching plan today with all hands on deck?
All hands on deck. You know, everybody's available. Well, I shouldn't say everybody's available. With the guys that are fresh, that didn't pitch yesterday, we got some guys down, obviously. But, yeah, you know, there's no tomorrow for us. So after Petey, you know, you'll see the guys that are available, and, you know, we're going to be aggressive and try to keep it as close as possible.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.